Arrivo. We're not doing that. We've been asked to speak about Srila Prabhupada on the days coming up to the 50th anniversary and Srila Prabhupada's Appreciation Day. So, sorry about that. It's amazing, isn't it? Srila Prabhupada is so ecstatic, and at the end he says, thank you. He says, thank you. Well, we owe Prabhupada a very big thank you. So, I was reflecting before preparing something. Why am I doing this? Because I'm usually pretty nervous to do this kind of thing. And then I realized that it's what we're here for. Srila Prabhupada left in 1977, but we know he's here in so many ways. So what else is there to do in life except to glorify Srila Prabhupada? So I read a little poem about how I felt to try to do this, and a lot of memories came up, so I'll just read it quickly. Airport welcomings around the world, sad departures, sobbing as if it might be the last time, walking to the old kitchen shack in Juhu, catching a surprised glimpse of his golden body clothed in radiant saffron, as if his entire persona were illuminated by some sublime aura, seeing a random video of Prabhupada on the rooftop in Juhu, eyes glistening, skin tissue from another realm, far from this material world. Surely, I muse, this cannot be dull matter, gazing entranced by the transcendent vision. Tangible vision of devotional service manifest. We have seen and felt his love of God. Jai. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda, Shri Lakshman Hanuman, Sita Devi and Hanuman, yes. We have seen and felt his love of God. From him ecstatic prema emanates. By him ignorance is destroyed. So I've got a few notes. I think it's allowed. My husband told me even Vaisheshika Prabhu has a few notes sometimes. And even Radhanaswami, so. Krishna's very kind to allow us to associate with his trusted emissary in the material world, Srila Prabhupada. So I was, I thought I'd look in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, where it's just so many things are described about the quality of this Lord Krishna's very intimate emissary. Well, he's sent here by Krishna on a very special mission. So what kind of person is that? And in the Bhagavad Gita, I always like this verse where Arjuna says, "Oh Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak? What is his language? How does he sit? And how does he walk?" So we just saw Prabhupada singing. Hare Krishna. You give me a blessing, will you? Hare Krishna. We just saw Prabhupada singing. And it just is so purifying to see Srila Prabhupada. So how does he sit? How does he walk? how does he do everything that he does? And it's such an inspiring thing in this world that we can see a transcendental personality that's been sent here by Krishna. And there's so many ways of seeing Srila Prabhupada. We see him, we hear him, we feel his presence in so many ways. But you can take a look sometime in the second chapter about all the symptoms. I'll just read a few of them because I don't want to get really late. But the symptoms are visible. How he talks, how he walks, how he thinks, how he feels. That's all expressed by Srila Prabhupada. And it's said that the purports that he writes, he said they're written by Krishna, not by him. But actually, it's a joint endeavor. Because Srila Prabhupada's purports are like an expression of his ecstasy in being the transparent via medium of Krishna. So you get to experience, you know, when you read, you get to experience Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes people think that, oh, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they have them. Well, we don't have... we're not the only people that have realizations of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, what was the use of Prabhupada writing all these books? It can't be denied when you read that I'm sure everyone's had the experience that suddenly you're reading something that is just relevant to what's going on in your life, or something that really moves you, and you can't deny that somehow Srila Prabhupada and Krishna are giving you that opportunity for realization. So there's not a kind of hierarchy of realization, I don't believe. Maybe it gets deeper and deeper, but everybody's got the same opportunity that they experience the presence of Srila Prabhupada, experience Krishna's hand in everything that happens. And that's such a wonderful feeling, isn't it, when you get that experience just reading Srila Prabhupada's books, that it's Krishna's directly speaking to you through Arjuna's questions. And that's very powerful. So another quality is how he speaks. And then Prabhupada says speech is the most important quality of any man. It's also said that you can't tell even a well-dressed fool until he opens his mouth. So I was a bit hesitant to open my mouth this morning, but you have to try, you know. So if we speak about Srila Prabhupada, and Krishna has given that opportunity, Srimati Radharani, the mother of devotion, somehow or another, if we can get the opportunity to speak about Krishna and also to glorify Srila Prabhupada. That's the idea of this festival. The first day is the appreciation of Srila Prabhupada. So I try and show my appreciation as best as I can. The other thing is hearing Srila Prabhupada's voice. Sorry, is it not very loud? Yeah. Hearing Srila Prabhupada's voice. How many people listen to Prabhupada's lectures or hear his voice? Oh, good. That's good. There's some. One time my husband asked and nobody put their hands up. Yeah. So that is so powerful. Prabhupada once said that the lies that are spoken in the courts have a very negative effect in the world, just the sound vibration of that. But the sound vibration of Srila Prabhupada's voice is doing something very incredible in the world. We may not be able to see it, and we may feel something, But that's Krishna's arrangement, that Srila Prabhupada comes to this world and his transcendental voice is so powerful. And just seeing Srila Prabhupada's singing Jai Radha Madhava now, you can see how potent that is, and you can feel it. So there's a few more I'll mention, that the pure devotee is fully satisfied in himself being the eternal servant of Krishna. That's all Prabhupada is here for, simply to please Krishna and setting that example for us. And in that sense, another symptom is manifest, that he renounces all sense desire arising from mental concoction. So all these symptoms are listed one after another in the second chapter, but some of them I really like, wanted to read. Always daring and active. I think that really summarizes Srila Prabhupada. And I think we ought to, he expects us to do the same. Go out of your comfort zone and be daring and active. Not influenced by attachment or aversion, not attached to success or no success, steady and determination, so many things. Vishaya vinivartante, fixed in consciousness, experiencing a higher taste. So Prabhupada said, when one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things. It's such a wonderful description, isn't it? That everything's pale in contrast with Krishna consciousness and the taste that we get. And he also says, one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord has no taste for dead material things. That leads you to think how Srila Prabhupada has installed the deities of Krishna all over the world so that people can gaze on the beauty of Krishna. So it's not just a concept. It's not just something that we think, oh yes, the Supreme Lord must be beautiful. We get to experience it. And Srila Prabhupada's, he's performed that miracle. I say this every Vyas Puja in my offering. Oh, Prabhupada, you install deities all over the world. Because I think it's so amazing. And this festival's to celebrate Srila Prabhupada installing and inviting Shishi Radha Gokulananda to accept our service. So that's amazing. So anyway, I'm not going to read all the symptoms, so I won't get on to anything else. Has anyone got a spare watch? Oh, there's a clock, good. All right. So the next thing that occurred to me was how we get Srila Prabhupada's association in so many ways. It's a transformation for everybody. Before we came into Prabhupada's association and his books and all the things that we've been given, well, for myself, I can say I didn't really know anything. Searching for spiritual life, but nothing out there to actually give you any real information. I mean, there's some information, and I'm not kind of disregarding every scripture in the world, but there's no information to the extent that we get in Vedanta, and Srila Prabhupada's presenting that. So I think my favorite sloka, we haven't got it on the board, but if you know it, maybe you could sing it. It's in the Most Confidential Knowledge, second verse. You want to sing it? Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitram, Vidamutamam, pratyaksavagamam damyam susukam kartam avyayam. So in this verse, I don't remember the translation off by heart because I feel a bit nervous. Would you mind saying it, Maharaj? Can you say it loud? This knowledge is...
I'll also just get it up, otherwise I won't get it exactly.
Sorry to ask you.
I'll do it exactly otherwise. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to engage you. Yeah. Yes, I love that. I love that verse because it shows how personal everything is. That even though we're all doing the same, engaged in the same process, and you know, getting up, going to Mangalati, singing the prayers, going to Guru Puja, we're doing the same things, but it's still your personal. Your realization is personal, and it's a gift from Krishna and from the Bhagavad Gita. So our realization is a direct experience, and that guides us in our service all the time, helps us to see Krishna's hand in our life, in any circumstance. That he's always there, and our experience in Krishna consciousness is ongoing. Our experiences will change. We'll get new understandings. We'll meet devotees who help us understand more. But it's Krishna's dealing with us according to how we're situated. He's the prime example of how to interact with another person. When we meet people, if we're engaged in preaching activities, if we're showing people around, now there's this lovely service where people are taking guests up to Srila Prabhupada's rooms and introducing them to Srila Prabhupada and the philosophy. But you don't just, Guru Charana Padma, you love that service, don't you? So we don't just say the same thing to everybody, even though we say the same basic things, but we have a sense of who they are, what they're ready to hear, how to interact with them. So that's the bottom line in devotional service, really, isn't it? That it's so personal. And Srila Prabhupada manifested that. You know, we're all a bunch, in the early days, a lot of very inexperienced boys and girls. And somehow he engaged us all. As he engaged us in doing the needful. And usually you do that when you first come, you know, sick, study, wash the pots, do anything. Do the needful. But then also, over time, you become engaged a little, if you're lucky, if you got good people leading you, you get engaged according to your nature. But really, Krishna's in the heart of everyone, so he'll probably see to it that you do get engaged according to your nature. I remember I was struggling a bit with some of our Sankirtan expectations at one point, and then we weren't giving out books and having to do other things, and I really got a bit discouraged. And then somehow Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees from England and some of the places where the British had been and done all atrocious things, that they didn't need a visa to get into India because they were in the colonies. So Prabhupada wanted those devotees to go to India and help there. And it was the first experience I had of someone really realizing I was a bit over-friendly and I could engage in meeting people. That was Giriraj Maharaj. He gave me that opportunity. So Krishna's always arranging. We should, if we have difficulty and there's someone we can trust and someone we feel will understand us on a personal level, which is the idea of the mentorship program, but not just the mentorship program, just all devotees should follow in Prabhupada's footsteps and be friendly with each other. That's our movement. Making friends and that's very important, I think. So, sorry, I'm just going to have another look at my notes. Oh, yes, yeah. Further in that 9-2, it's quite a long purport, and Prabhupada speaks about Narada Muni. And I was just thinking that because we had no qualification when we came, we were all very inexperienced. And we shouldn't think we had any qualification. We shouldn't think, oh, this was just the next thing on my agenda. I was really ready. You know, I've done everything and I'm just two steps away from realization of the Lord. We have to have a humble understanding of where we've come from and maintain that. Remember that where we've come from and that Prabhupada's lifted us up. So then Prabhupada refers to Narada Muni in his previous life. He was the son of a maidservant. And sometimes he got the opportunity to serve the sages. And he became very attached and he took their Mahaprasadam. And then Prabhupada really explains how important that is to accept the prasadam. We tend to take it for granted, don't we, that we have prasadam every day. Well, Prabhupada was very strict that we never throw prasadam away and that we honor it. I remember the first time I had some Mahaprasadam from Srila Prabhupada. I was up on the landing and Shruti Kirti gave me a piece of orange. And I didn't have a preconceived idea about Prabhupada's maha. I'd never had it before. And I swear, when I put that piece of orange in my mouth, it was like a burst of something. It was just like a really incredible experience. And it's so potent. And Srila Prabhupada is so potent and so kind that he gives us these experiences. And he also said that it's a big support to be able to have, to honor prasadam. So we kind of sing that prayer, which is all about the senses leading, you know, the path to death through the senses, and we're all very jolly singing the prayer because we know we're going to experience some prasadam. And also in that purport, Prabhupada, I mean, I knew this, but you know how it is when you read, it refreshes things that you'd forgotten, and it really kind of blew my socks off, really, when I thought that even though we may have so many sinful desires and had so many sinful desires, and wherever the seeds are, if they're in stock, the seeds of sinful desire, whether they're in stock or they're fructifying, whatever your karma was, it will be eradicated. step by step. And you feel that relief immediately as soon as you chant Hare Krishna. As soon as you step inside the temple, your first time you see the deities, sometimes you can't make head nor tail of things, but the experience of coming home is undeniable. And we should be confident, actually, that we will make progress, that Krishna is bringing us home, and he's so kind that the pain and distress that we've experienced because of desire for sense gratification in so many ways, that will be appeased and we'll get there. Oh, Srila Prabhupada said you can get there in 1 minute. This is a lovely video that we're going to see at the end that shows that. So, devotional service, no matter what we're carrying, once we're engaging in devotional service, in 1 minute you can feel relieved and joyful. What's the time? What time do we finish? Pardon? Okay, thank you. So then there was another amazing thing that I read some time ago, or years ago. I was working on a play about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And I read one verse and I couldn't find it again for ages. And then yesterday I found it. And it's about an amazing thing about the Hladini potency. Hladini is Krishna's pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. So I just want to read a little bit. Can you try to... I'll try not to read it in a boring way, but can you try and listen? Because Prabhupada explains that when, and it's directly in relationship to how Srila Prabhupada has been given this amazing service to Krishna, to give us devotional service and associate with Radha and Krishna. So this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll try and remember the verse, the name. CC Adi Leela, if you want to check it, 460. Hladini Karaya Krishne Ananda Svadena. Hladinera Dvara Kare Bhaktera Pusana. That Hladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. So we can see, like, the mother of devotion, Srimati Radharani, is present in our lives when we're engaging. So Prabhupada says, when the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is exhibited by His grace in the person of a devotee, that manifestation is called love of God. Love of God is an epithet for the pleasure potency of the Lord. Therefore, devotional service reciprocated between the Lord and his devotee is an exhibition of the transcendental pleasure potency of the Lord. The Hladini potency gives the Lord all transcendental pleasure, and the Lord bestows such a potency upon his pure devotee. That really stunned me when I first read it, that we know Srila Prabhupada is carrying the seed of devotional service. He's planted it throughout the world. And he is actually manifesting it, which is actually astounding. And it kind of, it was very tangible in Srila Prabhupada's association and expressed in how his bliss potency was contagious and evident. You know, when you see videos of Prabhupada's disciples, and even a policeman once said, "That man's glowing." And you see videos of people throwing themselves on the ground, paying dandavats. And I remember hearing Yamuna singing Prabhupada, you know, with great enthusiasm. And people jumping and being overwhelmed with bliss. And that was all exuding from Srila Prabhupada's being bestowed with the Hladini potency. And I hope I'm not speculating, but it says that in the Bhagavatam. It refers to it in the Bhagavatam. So, and we sing every day in Guru Puja, "From him ecstatic prema emanates." So what does that mean? You know, people tend to read the translation very quickly and you can't keep up with it. And I get a bit frustrated sometimes because it's so deep, that prayer to the spiritual master. It would be nice to not be in such a hurry and we could really relish what it means, that from him ecstatic prema emanates. So it's emanating to us, and our duty is to take it out into the world, because that's what Srila Prabhupada asked us to do. I always found it very interesting when I was even newer than I am now in devotional service. When you meet people on the street, I wasn't very good at getting a lot of money off people for books. But I was amazed how, when you speak to people, you didn't realize that you had actually taken something in from engaging in devotional service, and that how blissful that was to speak to someone about Krishna consciousness. I think the curtain's going to open. Yeah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Jai. So that's an example of Prabhupada's potency and how he's somehow empowered us to go and share Krishna consciousness with other people. And you can do it if you've never done it before. You can do it. You can meet someone and tell them something, and you'll be amazed what comes out of your mouth, because we've been exposed to the prema of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Vinod said, "He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. The Vaishnava dies to live, and living tries to spread the holy name around." So that's what we're engaged in. And it's it really demonstrates that Srila Prabhupada is still present and accessible to everybody. And we should try to really believe that and take shelter of that. You believe it because, as in that sloka 9.2, you experience it. You experience the shelter, and then you become convinced that Srila Prabhupada is your grandfather guru, a lot of you. Prabhupada told us to pray to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta as our grandfather guru, and he said that the grandfather is kinder than the father. So I hope everybody will have a bash at that if they haven't done it already, and pray to Srila Prabhupada. "He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him." So who's the follower? We're all the followers. So we can live in Srila Prabhupada's association. And that's forever. It's not that we're going to have a new acharya of ISKCON. It's Prabhupada's the captain of the ship. You don't need anybody else to be the captain of the ship. No piracy or anything. Prabhupada's the captain, and we're the followers. So I hope you can listen to Srila Prabhupada's voice and feel that he's accessible. I hope you can pray to Srila Prabhupada as your grandfather, Guru, and as our father, to keep praying. And if we see this nice video, somebody's got the clipper for it. Just watch Srila Prabhupada. His face is so animated, his eyes are glistening. And the devotees, at the end you see the devotees, and they look so moved by hearing Srila Prabhupada. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. All right, it's called 1 minute. Yeah. Can you all see it?
Simple activity. We have been here for many lifetimes performing simple activities. So is it possible to contact all those simple activities in one lifetime, or does it require a minute?
1 minute. That is Krishna consciousness. 1 minute. You are not reading Bhagavad Gita? What Krishna said? Sarvadharmān parityajya mām ekam saraṇam vraja aṁ tasya sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayāmi. You surrender to me, give up your own business. I will give you relief from all sinful nature. Immediately. It takes 1 minute. My dear Krishna, I was forgotten. Now I understand. I fully surrender.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Hare Krishna. That's it. Pardon? Oh, yeah. You got a question, Moksha Lakshmi, or a comment?
I've got a question and a comment, usually. You were here when Srila Prabhupada installed the deities.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell us something about it?
Yeah, I meant to say that. So thank you so much, Krishna. Krishna's inspiring you. Yeah, that I was talking about that bliss potency that Srila Prabhupada had. Somehow or another, kind of unprecedented, he invited everybody into the deity room. I'm sure you've seen the video, some of you. And that demonstrated to me, when I look back on it especially, it wasn't a thought process. It was a deep experience. There we were, circumambulating Radha and Krishna. And Gaur Nitai at the time, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman weren't here then. We're following Prabhupada round and round. And Srila Prabhupada starts jumping. And his bliss was incredible. Even when he did the aarti, it was so elegant. It was like a dance. And it was so beautiful. I saw later that I had a picture. I was standing right behind Prabhupada, and it reminded me how entranced I felt and how entranced everybody felt. Just seeing the way Prabhupada did the aarti, it was an act of love. It was not something you just meant to do. A ritual, rituals are great, but they are deep. And it was absolutely an act of love, everything that was offered to Krishna. There are all the things that are offered to Krishna in the spiritual world. And then we were all jumping. And all he could hear was the Maha Mantra, and it was, you were aware that you were in the spiritual world, because that is a spiritual world. No, Radha and Krishna are seated there, and it's no different from the spiritual world. Radha Gokulananda, Gokula. So obviously we haven't got the full realization, and we can't always sustain those moments where you've been allowed to be in the presence of a transcendental lover of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, jumping up and down and just suffusing the whole atmosphere with ecstasy. So, you know, we talk kind of pretty freely about bliss. Yeah. But we can experience bliss in this lifetime. And we can embrace blissful moments. But we should remember who we are. We're just getting a little taste. We're allowed to have a little taste. And that was absolutely wonderful. Do you want to add anything, Moksha?
I always remember when we were in Bombay, and you used to, you banned the peacock feather, and you said that you learned from Srila Prabhupada, you watched Srila Prabhupada, how he fanned the peacock feather, and you did it the same, and it's kind of different how anyone else does it. And yeah. I always copied you. I always do the peacock feather like that because you said that's how Prabhupada did it.
Yeah, because he said it felt like he was... Well, it was as if the peacock was dancing or something for Krishna, you know. But that was just a personal feeling watching Srila Prabhupada do the arti. And Vishakha... explained it very nicely in her memories. Also, I'd like to thank Vishakha for capturing those moments on camera, and the other devotees that were there. I think Bhagava, yeah, he taking pictures and having the presence of mind to capture those moments, and Siddhanta as well, the memories. It's just available, and I just hope after seeing that as well, when you see how moved the devotees are from hearing Prabhupada and seeing Prabhupada, that it becomes a habit that to associate like that. We should make use of those wonderful facilities. Also, Moksha, remember when we cleaned Prabhupada's room in his old quarters, and then. And then Srila Prabhupada arrived, and we were leaning over the balcony, and we saw his head coming up as he climbed the steps. And there's no doubt that that was a blissful experience. So somehow, you know, as little squidges of the material world that didn't know anything at all, you get the opportunity to feel, you know, Krishna consciousness is blissful. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Hare Bol.
My Guru Maharaj, he spoke something about the pure devotee and how that when he speaks, he's seeing what he's speaking. That actually... whatever he's you can get it with the Krishna book dictations if you ever listen to those when Prabhupada's narrating the Krishna book, he's actually seeing and experiencing what he's speaking. It's the sound vibration is totally different than say maybe when somebody like myself or whatever is repeating. But actually, the only thing I can remember now is that Mother Kalangan, she used to say to me, speak like a pure devotee. Because she then said, these purports are Prabhupada. So you speak them loud and clear and very slowly, because it's Prabhupada that you're trying to share with people. And it's a nice point, but actually, Guru Maharaj, when he said, yeah, the pure devotee there is seeing what he's speaking. And I certainly listened to the dictations of Krishna book from Prabhupada, and certainly it's a wonderful experience. So I can recommend that to anybody.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's interesting how the first book we got here was the Krishna book, Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada says you don't jump to the 10th canto, and yet he gave it us. We didn't jump, we were just taken on a roller coaster. It's amazing. We still like reading Krishna book before going to bed. Hot milk and Krishna book. We had it very place. Thank you. Yeah. Prabhupada's ecstasies. Is something else, anybody? Oh, please, Maharaj.
Thank you so much for sharing such beautiful memories. Something that you've always reminded us about is the sanctity of Srila Prabhupada's rooms here, and how Srila Prabhupada is so much present in his rooms. I don't know if you could share something about Srila Prabhupada's rooms just for all of us, and his quarters, and how holy and sanctified they are, and how we can really take advantage of his association there.
Thank you for reminding me. And thank you for offering to wash Prabhupada's dishes the first time we did the big feast and everyone went down for maha. I think my first experience of Srila Prabhupada's in his rooms was in... I was there when a few times here, but I didn't have any service like that then. But in Juhu, Prabhupada was very kind of accessible. And you could, if you wanted, you had to remember that if you really want it, it might happen. You could go up to Prabhupada's room when he was greeting the guests and speaking to the guests. And the atmosphere was just so incredible. And a lot of celebrities and very affluent people would come and sit at Prabhupada's feet and listen to him with great respect. So respect was... is the main thing. It's a component of love, really. So I got a little chance there to do some service, and Moksha was there too, and cleaning Prabhupada's rooms and seeing how he kept things, how he kept his desk. We knew that Prabhupada was very strict about the key to his cabinets. He was, everything was in order, and he just to get the opportunity to do a little something was like just so overwhelmingly such a blessing. Sometimes Prabhupada, I used to stand there in the darshan, just hoping Prabhupada would ask me to do something. Sometimes he'd say, shut the blind, give them prasadam. So coming back here, I just had realized we needed to kind of top it up a bit, the standard, because unfortunately in the material world, you have to keep topping things up, you know, because everything deteriorates in the material world. So we have to be very mindful how we enter into Prabhupada's presence. And obviously, you don't just walk in, because we don't do idol worship. Prabhupada's sitting there means he's present. So it's just the same as going into Prabhupada's room when he's before, when going when he was on the planet. He's on the planet in that particular bona fide way. So you knock on the door, and I always like to think that you wait a second for permission to enter. It's not just like bang bang go in. You have to enter in a humble state of mind, and knowing that you're going to come into the presence of the founder Acharya of ISKCON, Krishna's intimate associate, and then you'll feel the reciprocation. I mean, sometimes we're not in very good consciousness and we go in and we just really want Prabhupada, we just really want to pray to Prabhupada or something, take shelter. That's okay. But just to keep a modicum of respect at the same time. I remember one time I was having a hard time, and I went in and paid dandavats, which we don't normally do in the temple. And then I noticed there was a brahmachari behind the curtain, and I felt a bit embarrassed. But really, Prabhupada's our father, he's our grandfather, he's our all in all. None of us would be here, not even our very advanced devotees in the movement. They're all kind of like parts and parcels of Srila Prabhupada. And so, and then the services are going to be shared, and I've kind of finished writing it up. how we engage, it's very personal, you know. There's so many things. In the material world, just if you love someone, Prabhupada said, if you see someone's coat, it reminds you of them, and then it reminds you that's the coat of my beloved. So when you go in Srila Prabhupada's rooms and you see all the things that Prabhupada's used, you see the things he's touched, you see the things he's now using in some transcendental capacity we may not fully understand. And it brings out our devotional nature. And so it's somewhere that's... It's exactly like we come to the deity greeting. We're never kind of blasé. You know, Krishna always looks beautiful every day. And he's always casting his glance upon us. So that's the kind of experience when we approach a pure devotee in a proper consciousness with respect and awe and reverence. So that has to be, you know, the way we conduct ourselves in there. We're not just kind of chit-chatting. We don't talk in very loud voices. Don't call across the room. There's so many do's and don'ts. But do's and don'ts aren't just like, it explains in the nature instruction. They're not just, it's not just for the sake of having rules and regulations. It's not the International Society for Rules and Regulations. It's a society. Society implies people in relationship. So when we go, in there, we become attuned to how to behave and help each other in that way. And I know the ladies who've come in to do service, and some gentlemen too, they've just got so much, really, really felt so enlivened by just changing Prabhupada's bed. And on Prabhupada's disappearance day, Radha Damodar and his wife, they like to decorate Srila Prabhupada's bed with flowers, and then it helps us recall how Prabhupada, when he was leaving, those flowers remind us of Srila Prabhupada giving those that nectar to everybody, even when he was on his bed and about to leave. So, you know, as you serve, so you'll realize. So when we have those services and we try to create an atmosphere where we can, you know, it's kind of like a staircase to heaven, I suppose. We try to prepare things and everybody can contribute to that. So one nice lady always used to bring a rose. I don't know if she's here today. She'd always bring a rose from her garden for Srila Prabhupada's desk. We have so many roses in Prabhupada's garden. So it would be nice, thoughtfulness. Prabhupada should have roses from his garden. And so everybody can, it's not that you come in and do something extreme without consulting somebody. But, you know, that opportunity is there for everybody to interact and be enlivened. We've had some lovely festivals in there. And it was wonderful how enlivened the young people were. And they were making so many preparations, weren't they, for Srila Prabhupada. And they didn't all know how to cook. But the love they put into it was very tangible. I think Prabhupada's loved by everybody, I think. It's said that a pure devotee, he has no enemies. So, can you think of anything else that should be said? I don't want to be here all day, so better. Does anybody else want to say something, or some experience they've had, or? Want to say something, Guru, about showing people around Prabhupada's room? She's really moved. Guru is an example of seeing Srila Prabhupada in service. I know she won't like me to say it, but one time it was Sankirtan, a Sankirtan festival at Soho Street, and she was talking about how sometimes it's hard on the first person that you have to give a book to. It can be a bit difficult. So she was chanting, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudi Govattavinda. And then Janavi was the one who asked the question, what did you do when it was hard? What else did you do? She said that. And then Guru said it. And then it became like a dance in between each person you give the book to. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudi Govattavinda. And it became a dance because it's pleasing to Krishna. And I swear Prabhupada was out there with you on Sankirtan. I think that's why you're always top. Haribol. Panchakalpa Tarivastra Kripa Sindhubhirvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.